Thank you for downloading this podcast from Coracle. This podcast was recorded at ShipServe's Connect 10 conference held in Copenhagen in May 2010. Please feel free to leave your comments on shippingpodcasts.com.
Good afternoon, everyone. The ability to communicate effectively and efficiently is key to the survival of any of our companies in our industry. As I listened to the previous talk, which was absolutely fascinating, I got a little bit alarmed because I'm thinking, well, how in the world do you follow that? But then I realized that I have four simple letters that will get everybody's attention, C-O-S-T. Because when all of us finish here today and tomorrow, we have to go back to our offices and figure out how to get parts from here to here as efficiently as possible and as effectively as possible so that the ships will move from point A to point B. So the data challenge in our industry is, you know, goes back to the beginning of ships. The guy on the ship says, I need a valve. Now the ship manager says, okay, what does he need? He needs a valve. The supplier wants to know, what valve should I supply? Are you sure this is the right one? Well, I don't know. I'm not sure it's the right one. And then it gets back onto the ship and the guy says, well, that's not exactly what I wanted. Now, we have various stakeholders in this process. We have the requisitioner. We have, for many of us, a system provider. We have the buyer. We have the supplier. And the reason why we're all here, we have a marketplace as well. And it's in all of our interest that we all figure this out. In fact, when I was listening to this, the talk just before, and listening to this idea of this transformation to a conversation society, and if you think about email, which it's highly unstructured, and you can send it to one person, two people, 10 people, you can say a lot, but you say it somewhat restrictedly. Facebook and LinkedIn, there's a little more structure to it. You can say less at one time, but you can say it to many more people. Twitter restricts us even more and allows us to say it to even more people at one time. And now, I had never heard of My Sixth Sense, but that actually allows us to automate that conversation, which is what I thought that was really cool. But in ship supply, there's a fixed amount of data that has to go back and forth. And we can structure it, and for many years, that's what ShipServe was about, was structuring it through the use of MTML. Can we restrict it? Well, not really, because we have to describe what's needed here properly so that the person over here can properly supply it. And can we automate it? Yes, but only if the data is complete. So what we have to figure out is a way to converse in an effective and efficient way in order to automate this transfer. So what we've done is we've collected some of the best minds that we could on a panel so that we can better learn to communicate effectively and trust each other more because we know what we're talking about. So our panel, if you could come up as I introduce you, Lars Brennecke from Eastwind, he's the CEO. We have Colette White, who is the manager of technical purchasing for Princess Cruise Lines. And if you look at your program, you're going to see that Giampiero Sancini, who is the CEO of Spectech, is supposed to be here. Since we don't have the ability to teleport, we've run into a little problem. You see, there's this volcano in Iceland, which somehow has managed to close Italian airspace. And as a result, Giampiero is stuck. So we thought, well, maybe we could bring him on a cell phone or even a video camera. But Giampiero had a better idea, and that was to send in what we Americans call a pinch hitter. And so we have Matthew Hodkinson from Spectech. He's the business development director and has agreed to appear on very short notice, and we really appreciate it very much. And then we have our data quality king, Chris Kerr, will join the panel. And I'm the moderator. I'm Don Staffman, and I'm the Senior VP of ShipServe based in the Americas. So I'd like to introduce Lars first, and Lars is going to talk about data quality from the supplier side. And let's see if I can find his presentation.
Good afternoon, everybody. So the hidden cost in the communication chain was the topic, and just to give you a short idea why I'm allowed to tell you something here about our views. We are a trading house supplying all kinds of spare parts, valves as well, just like we heard it. We have about 40 employees, out of which 20 are in the sales team, and 7 of them use various e-platforms, e-commerce platforms, ShipServe and others as well. And we receive about 1,200 RFQs per month, not only on ShipServe, but in total. And that turns into about 350 orders. We work with our ERP system, Microsoft Dynamics Navision. Our experience is that we have started with a web supplier, just a web client. Then very soon, when Smart Supplier was available, we used that one. Integrated our old ERP system called Ventas about 5 years ago, which took quite some time, but finally worked out. And we have immediately, when we shifted over to Navision, integrated Navision into ShipServe. For us, the whole issue about the hidden costs are bad quality data, and I show some examples later on. We have now the automatic import in Eastwind, and we've seen that with Henrik from Baumeister & Wine earlier, how they automatically deal with the RFQs nowadays, and that they get faster responses from 50% to about 78% now. For us, it's a little bit the same. If we have good data, it takes us to process one order from incoming RFQ to the outgoing order, for that takes us about 15 minutes average, if no corrections need to be made. If we have to correct something because something comes wrong, it takes us about 60 minutes average. So guess which clients we are looking for. Of course, everybody knows that the quality of data is important, and it allows fast processing. If the quality is there, I said that before, 15 minutes is what we have. If missing or incorrect or unimportant data is in there, it slows down the process. And also wired or default information, which I will show an example later on, needs to be checked and reformatted and corrected. That's also hindering the process of fast and efficient workflow. And of course, also information entered into wrong fields always needs to be corrected, which is also quite a burden. Here's some examples, and these examples I got when I asked my guys to give me some examples of bad quality data that took like 5 minutes from our daily clients. It's not only one client, we have about 20 clients now, I think 16, 18, 20 clients on ShipServe, and this took like really 5 minutes to give me these as examples. We are always selling in euros, being a German company, and you see on the top right corner US dollars mentioned, and then in these comments, what kind of bearing? This is exactly where you have a comments field for. So why does this guy put the comments in the line item? Nobody knows this, because it's not really something that we need. Here we have the comments field used for the description of the compressor, which the parts are for. So, but there's exactly a field for that. Nobody knows why the guy didn't use this. And so we have to cut and paste the whole data, and it just slows down the whole thing. And of course, that also avoids us to automatically import data and then turn the quotes directly into something that I think Henrik has referred to. And last but not least, also here, they repeat 3 times the same thing. And they have a column there, and it should be written in there. In the top of the section, I think everybody familiar with ShipServe knows this, and here it's 3 times the same thing. And here you have these wired data, some formats, I don't know what the system was doing here, but you can see all this is of course not it's not possible to import these data and use it for any automatic thing. So for us, very much as a supplier, from the supplier point of view, we look for clients that have proper quality that enables us to process things very fast and efficient, and in this way to serve the client how he wants it. My main statement is train the guys on board, first of all. Secondly, don't have these paper pushes. We have one very famous client, and everybody knows, again, out in Asia somewhere. They are just pushing one RFQ to all the suppliers. They have a contract main engine company philosophy is main engine parts only from the genuine makers. We still receive about 80 RFQs every month for main engine spare parts. So nobody knows why, but just nobody pays attention, or the guys are not allowed to do something. The purchasers in the office just don't see it. I don't know. I can't tell, but it's unbelievable. It's coming from left, it goes to right, but nobody's watching it. So this certainly has to be made better. Thank you.
We're going to have the questions and answers at the end. Next up, we have Colette White from Princess Cruises. I only know Lars from seeing him at these conferences. Colette and I work together because Princess is a customer of the Americas Group. And whenever I need to know anything about what a buyer thinks, I ask Colette, because if she says this makes sense, it makes sense. And if she says it's not important, it's not important. So, Colette.
Well, importance of data quality. After listening to Lars, I realize we probably put a lot of data out there that may be impossible for the suppliers to get in touch with after they see our requirements. Right now, you have to look at our environment. We're running 17 floating hotels that change itinerary every day. They have 280 destinations, seven continents, and they're carrying 37,000 passengers every day on board, and we serve a million passengers every year. And the volume of work coming through to support this effort is extensive, and it does require quality data. We have 17 ships. You would think you could spread out the standard items and buy in 17 times, but that is not the case. The ships are built different years, different equipment, in different yards, and very few of their parts are common, probably less than 10% that we can, except for maybe consumable purchases that we can actually purchase multiple of and spread across the fleet. We have to have and have to manage quality in order to process the quantity we deal with. We're dealing with over 600 requisitions weekly, over 35,000 purchase orders are issued a year, and we're dealing with over 2 million parts in our database. We're dealing with an Amos purchasing system that has to interface into an Oracle finance system. Then we have an EDI interface with our receiving forwarder. And it has to be maintained, managed on a daily basis, and it is quite a task. We have issues, as Lars was saying, where the ship will issue a request, and they'll give a description, which is not very clear, not very descriptive, and without a part number, or they'll give us a part number without telling us whose part number it is, or they'll tell us they want a pump, or they want something without a serial number, without flow rates, without voltage. So it does make us have to go back to that vessel and get clarification, which takes time, which causes delays, or it allows us to buy the wrong part, which causes delays and costs in the long run. Probably we're down to about 10% of our orders are coming through with bad data. We're pushing back really hard to the vessels to give us cleaner data. But we also have issues there where we have different crew members on board, and they change frequently. So it's a constant training. The cost of having non-quality data, of course, is the time. We have to go back to the ship or the supplier to help us identify the requirement. The costs associated with moving a part to Singapore and bringing it back because it's incorrect or the wrong part. And the cost savings you miss because the part you purchase now under the strange description, you purchased 6 weeks ago for a better price to the right supplier and didn't realize you were buying the same part because the definition was so poorly described. It impacts everything. Cost savings, delivery delays, and it can affect our passenger satisfaction or quality of environment, which is not acceptable in our industry. Right now, we've got several things we've implemented to try and help us with our quality. And one way of doing this, we're doing onboard inventory more frequently, and we're also making sure we're training the staff onboard as frequently as needed. We have onboard trainers that are going to the ships frequently to make sure they know how to use the system, know how to relieve inventory, know how to put the inventory in correctly. We're trying to centralize as much of the equipment onboard into one centralized store so that they are pulling the they're pulling the material correctly and they know that they've pulled the material out and they're tracking it. We're also forcing them to take ownership. Maybe we're putting manager on board to do stores inventory for us that actually owns the inventory, so not 30 or 40 people have their hand in the inventory all the time. And then we're requiring that every requisition that comes from the vessel have, of course, a good description and a part number of some sort, or give us the information so we can put the part number into the system. To help us with this, we are using our e-commerce tool, which is ShipServe. And that has helped us extensively. When the ship comes to us with information and it's not quite up to date, we get it clarified, we'll go to ShipServe, and the vendor will come back with that information through the ShipServe network with information that helps us clear up our database. It'll come back with the green highlight showing us what part number it should be or the description that it should be, and that allows us to go in and push that back through into our database for the next purchase. So, and I, at this time, that's probably all the information I can give you right now, except that ShipServe has helped us. So, thank you.
Thank you, Colette. And now, Matthew, he'll give us the SpecTech perspective.
Okay, firstly, happy birthday to ShipServe. It's also SpecTech's 25th anniversary this year. The reason I mention that is pertinent because John Perro's not here, and for 25 years, John Perro's been banging on to the industry about data quality and the overall cost to the industry. I'll move into, I guess, some of the innovations that SpecTech are driving through the industry shortly, but want to, I guess, address the topic in terms of not only the direct costs of poor data in terms of costs in man hours of manual overriding data and so on. There's also then the additional cost of people dumping their systems because the data's poor, replacing their systems, and we see that quite often where companies are every 2 years dropping their system because the data's poor. They come to us, we give them a high quality database. We have our more than half our customers with us for 15 years. So there's enough being said about the direct costs, I guess, of data quality. What I'd like to talk more a little bit is about the systematic risk that poor data introduces into the overall ship operation. Obviously, there's a inherent risk when you start to bring that data into your systems. When you start using that data, you're introducing the risks of parts not arriving to vessels on time, particularly if it's a port state item that's detainable, the vessel being stopped, vessel being put off hire, and so on. Then the worst case scenarios of fires being caused by the incorrect part being fitted because that was the only one that was supplied. So there's something needs to be in front of the purchaser and the supplier's minds at all times, that this part is actually going into a very high risk mobile asset that's subject to the most strenuous legislative risk legislative requirements in the world of any industry, and that's ever increasing. You have to have a look at the IMO's pipeline for legislation. There's more and more pieces of equipment being put on board. Being planned to put on board vessels, more and more spares required, more and more port state control, and more risk that the wrong part's going to be placed on board the vessel. There's also then, I guess, the theme of the conference in terms of trust. and the trust of the end user, the person on board the vessel, that when they're ordering a part, that it's going to arrive on time, that's going to be the correct part, and in a lot of cases, their life is going to be put in the hands of the part that's being supplied. Not only their life, but we saw at the Intertanko conference on Friday, where the master of a vessel has been locked away in jail for quite some time, and that criminalisation of seafarers is going to increase, not decrease, in the short term. That brings us on to ship decks. And as far as mitigating risk of or any risk, the number one mitigation measure is elimination of the risk. What we're trying to do with ship decks is to bring together, starting at the manufacturer, going right through the whole supply chain, the licensees, the shipyards, the ship owner, the suppliers, to ensure that the information that's being exchanged in terms of the parts, the functions, the systems they're being used in, is exactly right, that it's common throughout, starting at where the part's being produced or the equipment's being produced, that's flowing right through. What we're doing is we're attacking on a lot of sides, in terms of our peers in system providers, providing training, the manufacturers, the licensees, the shipyards and ship owners, we're pushing to adopt that system. Basically what we're talking in terms of data load is really a push of a button and all these spare parts, all the functional hierarchy coming directly into a system like AMOS or any system almost immediately. And just a personal comment in terms of trust, again the theme, is that it's quite easy in my experience to build the trust within an industry and different stakeholders within industry. It's difficult to maintain that trust, but where the difficulty is, and is most companies are quite unsuccessful with their development of trust and retention of it, is when something goes wrong. And that's where you need sort of the transparency and putting off, I guess, the short-term commercial aspects of something going wrong so that you're able to investigate it and prevent it reoccurring, and spreading that learning across all the stakeholders. Thank you.
Just to close this out, what is ShipServe doing to improve data quality? Well, for the requisitioner, you've heard about Mariner's Annual. For the buyer, we've created this new look ShipServe pages. We're increasing the quality of the content in ShipServe pages and the quantity of that high quality content. We have structured catalogs within pages. For the supplier, we already have in your start supplier a quick search button, so that if you are a chandler or somebody who buys things from long lists of items, you can quickly access ShipServe pages to find your own sources of information, and that will be ultimately in Smart Supplier as well. And for our partners, we encourage the embedding of ShipServe pages within the partner systems, and our newest request from our customers is to be able to send attachments through TradeNet so that the attachments don't have to go independently via email. So you'll be hearing that request from us specifically, but you can take this as a heads up that that's coming. So now I'd like to turn the, I'd like to thank our panel. Thank you, Chris, Colette, Lars, and Matthew. And especially thank you to Matthew for putting this together with absolutely no preparation and doing such a professional job. Thank you very much.